She works at the school nurse. She is the school nurse research coordinator for the Wisconsin Public Health Association. So she has coordinated the Wisconsin School Health Services Assessment Tool and Related Resources Project with WPHA, and she's responsible for the development and the implementation of the assessment tool. Dr. Duchateau.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here today. This is my first time at the APHA conference, and I'd like to acknowledge Sarah Beaversdorf, who's also here and is the project manager for the project that I'm working on. And I have no relationships to disclose. So our objective today is that we really wanted to share the development, the steps that we took in the development of the assessment tool that we used in Wisconsin, in Wisconsin school districts to evaluate health services that they were providing to students, and to highlight the most significant strengths of the districts in Wisconsin and the areas that we could improve. And talk a little bit about how the tool that was developed for Wisconsin can be adapted to be used in other states across the country, and then describe the applications of the results. So just a little bit of an overview of the state of Wisconsin. Our enrollment of students is close to 900,000 students. We have 423 public school districts, approximately 600 school nurses, and unfortunately, we're ranked 36th on NASN's ruler for student-to-nurse ratio. In Wisconsin, the law states that a school district is responsible for having policies and procedures and protocols developed with collaborating with a registered nurse, but the district does not have to physically have a registered nurse on staff. So they have to have the capacity to provide emergency nursing services, but not necessarily the person, a nurse, to do those services. Most school districts in Wisconsin, the nurse is employed by the district, but there are also relationships with public health departments and healthcare organizations. And unfortunately, it's not known exactly how many school nurses there are in Wisconsin. DPI, the Department of Public Instruction, only has those numbers for districts that hire the nurse themselves. So they have that employment information. They don't necessarily know if a district has a nurse that's contracted with public health or if they're working with a healthcare organization. The assessment tool is a five-year project which started in 2011, and it is funded by the Healthier Wisconsin Partnership Program. That is a program where there is a relationship between a community partner and one of the medical schools in Wisconsin, and our academic partner is the Medical College of Wisconsin. The goal of our program is twofold. One, it was to develop this assessment tool, which we piloted and did the full state dissemination earlier this year. And then from those results that we identified through the statewide assessment, to develop resources and tools that districts in Wisconsin can use to improve the services that they're providing to students. Through the development of the assessment tool, we did a lot of research looking at Wisconsin statutes. So what are school districts responsible to do? What types of services are they responsible to provide to students? What are the federal mandates surrounding school health services? I looked very closely at the state affiliates on NASN's website. Any state affiliate that had their own website, I would go to that website and really take a deeper dive into looking at what resources that state used for their school nursing services, and I paid close attention to those top five states. So if you look back at the ruler that NASN has about the states that had the best student-to-nurse ratio, my assumption was if they had that much invested in their school nurse program, they probably also had some good resources that they're using in their state program. So I went to those five websites and really made sure I looked at what they were providing. And I also looked at best practices from the CDC, from the National Association of School Nurses, American Academy of Pediatrics, and I looked at states that already had developed some type of evaluation tool to see if those tools we could adapt for what we were developing in Wisconsin. There are lots of professionals and experts working on our project. We have a group of project partners who really are helping with the total process of the development of this tool, really invested in the entire project, and they are listed at the bottom there. We also have a practice council of nurses. There are 11 school nurses on the practice council, and we have combined over 100 years of school nursing experience. Those are the people on the project that are providing the technical assistance. So when we were in the process of developing the assessment tool, they would look at the question and say, yes, that question makes sense, or no, we need to change the wording, really providing guidance on the areas that should be included on the assessment tool. And then we have an advisory council of over 25 members, and those members come from the areas of child advocacy, disability work, education, nursing, public health, and some academics as well. And then when I was developing the tool, I started out with Florida has an assessment tool that they use in their districts to evaluate school health services, and I took their tool and used it as my first template in the development of the Wisconsin tool. And once we had the Wisconsin tool at a place that we felt others could look at it, I sent it back to the developers of the Florida tool and asked them to look at our tool. So they also provided some insight and guidance on the development of the Wisconsin tool. Our assessment tool is given at the district level. It is an online tool, and it's 100 questions long, which is very lengthy, as you'll see in some of the evaluation. And we have it divided into these sections, and I won't go into them specifically, but we have it policies and procedures, and then actual services, the hands-on things that school staff are doing in the school setting. This is a snapshot of the assessment tool. As you can see, underneath the question, which would be considered the standard that the school is evaluating themselves on, there are some icons. The schoolhouse icon would take the user, if they clicked on it, an additional window would pop up, and it would take them to the specific standard where that question came from. So if it was a Wisconsin statute, they could click on that. It would take them to the exact language in that statute that question referred to. So if they wanted more information, if they wanted to understand why we were asking that question. The other icon is a little notebook. The notebook would take them to resources. So for example, one of the questions asked the user, does your district have a plan for pandemic flu? If they didn't have a plan and they wanted to get started on that, they could click on the notebook, and it would take them to examples of pandemic flu planning. Or it would take them to additional research articles that add to the knowledge of the standard that we were asking. This is an example of a question. We did a pilot, and I'll show you the pilot sites. Demographic information in a couple of slides, but we did a pilot of this tool before we sent it out to the entire state. And we gave districts the option, if they had 5,000 students or more, they could choose to complete the assessment tool at a school level. Because we know that even in schools that, or districts that have 1 to 5 schools, there's going to be some variation in what happens in a school building. So we felt there would probably be great variation in districts that had over 5,000 students. Those 4 districts in our pilot that could have completed it at the school level chose to complete it at the district level. It's just the manpower wasn't there, the time. So we changed some of our questions then after that pilot to allow districts where we felt that there would be some variation with that standard to account for that variation. So a district will have a policy. The entire district will have the policy. But not every school is going to implement the policy the same way. So we had questions on there that allowed districts to say, in what percentage of your school are you implementing this standard? And that's just an example of that type of question. As I said, we piloted the tool with 12 districts in the fall of 2011. And we wanted to make sure that our districts were very diverse. So we had diverse ethnic backgrounds free and reduced lunch rates. We wanted to have nurses that were contracted to public health departments and not necessarily employed by the school district. And we wanted to have variation in how long that nurse had been practicing as a school nurse, among some other things. Our assessment was completed in March and April of this year. It was completed by 117 school districts, which is 27%, and we're very happy. Our goal was 30%. We're very happy with 27%, considering the fact that the assessment took a long time for districts to complete. The districts, or the results of our assessment, do represent 44% of all Wisconsin public school children. The user was invited to participate via email. So we sent an email invitation to all school district superintendents and all school nurses in which we had email addresses, which was over 500. So over the summer, before we were ready, the summer of last year, 2011, before we were ready to send out the assessment, I went to every school district website, if I didn't have an email address for a school nurse, and searched to see if I could find one so that I would have the most comprehensive list. The same survey link was sent to the administrator and the school nurse, and 63% of the invitations were completed by the school nurse, and 37 were completed by the email that went to the administrator. That doesn't mean that the administrator was the one who did the survey. I had nurses call me during the process and say, my administrator forwarded this to me, I have some questions. But at least the administrator took the initiative and felt that it was important enough that this assessment should be completed for their district. We weren't sure what type of results we would get and what type of engagement there would be from district administrators. So the fact that 37% of them responded to our invitation, we were very happy with. And 68% of the districts at least opened it. So they opened the email, they read it, and they clicked on the assessment link, and they started to read part of it. Now, they didn't complete it, but they have an awareness of what we're trying to do, because this is going to be a continuous process, and they will be engaged at other points in our process. So having that understanding that we're doing something to improve health services, when they're asked again in the future to participate in a different type of process, they might be more willing. And as I said, it was a lengthy assessment, and it took, on average, over 5 hours for the user to complete it. For the districts that completed the assessment, 90% of them were completed by the school nurse and 52% by the school administrator. And they were given the option at the end to choose as many of school health or school professionals that contributed to the completion. So at least half of them, the school administrator, was part of that process. The feedback that I received from nurses is that many of them, the nurse filled it out and the administrator filled it out separately, and then they got together and talked about it. A recommendation in the instructions of the assessment was that a team get together and actually sit down together and talk about it. That did happen in some districts, but most of them, it was probably an individual that then reached out to other professionals within their district to ask questions if they didn't know the answer. The average nurse to pupil ratio was 1 to 1,623 or more. That was the top that we used because that was our state average in 2010. So the districts that completed it met that average or had a higher average of nurse to student ratio. And 80% of the nurses that completed the assessment or the districts, their nurse was employed by the school district. And 38% have an FTE, a full-time equivalent of one nurse. And the average was 2.2, but we also had some districts that were larger that did have a significant amount of nurses. So that kind of skewed our results. So overall, one full-time equivalent was the most common. So for this slide, it's the overall, so looking at all the standards on our assessment tool, the ones that were considered mandatory. Throughout the state, 64% of our mandatory standards on the assessment tool were being implemented. Of note is, on the tool, we included the things that were mandated by the federal government or the state of Wisconsin, but we also included best practices, evidence-based, and quality improvement activities, and they were dispersed in every question. So the user could choose, for some of them, multiple responses indicating that they were doing the mandatory items, but they were also doing best practices and they were also doing evidence-based. The best practices on the overall assessment, close to 60% of those were being implemented, 42% for evidence-based, and 48% for quality improvement. And some of our best practices we didn't include in this slide, the ones where there was a gradient of what percentage of your schools in the district, those we couldn't incorporate those results into this. Our strengths is that there is IEP development and involvement of the nurse, that there are a number of staff in each school who are trained in CPR and AED, and that 90% of the schools in Wisconsin have AEDs for those who responded to our assessment. 77% of the nurses in Wisconsin have a bachelor's or a master's degree. That was a state law that to be a school nurse you had to have a bachelor's degree. That was changed with the change in our recent legislation. So that is a significant strength that we still have that majority of nurses who have bachelor's degrees. And over 75% of the respondents have a policy that their students can self-carry an asthma inhaler. Opportunities for improvement. Although it's a state law that they have to have policies and protocols for emergency nursing services, only 41% do. But this also could indicate that they have policies and procedures during the school day, but they don't necessarily have a plan for after-school activities. So they could be implementing part of this. 38% of the districts review nursing services on a yearly basis, which is also a state mandate. It doesn't say what needs to be reviewed. It's just that the school board needs to review emergency nursing services. It's very vague. Only 38% of the districts are doing that. 52% have a policy and procedure regarding medication errors. So medication administration was a huge push in our state, and there were a lot of legislative changes that were made regarding administering medications. So lots of states or lots of school districts have policies and procedures on administering medication, but not very many of them have policies about errors that occur, and even less of them are doing any type of quality improvement when they're seeing errors that are occurring with medication administration. We did do some statistical analysis of our results, and we showed that it showed that districts with less than 500 students were less likely to be implementing mandatory and best practice standards. So we separated those out. A reason for this is that with districts with less than 500 students could have significantly less resources. So it might also be that they don't have a school nurse. There were some districts who completed our assessment that indicated they did not have a school nurse. Interestingly, also, school districts with the ratio of 1 to 750 or less were also significantly less likely to than other groups when comparing standards of quality improvement and also comparing all of the standards. Now, that's somewhat surprising, but when I dove down into that, one of the lessons learned is we asked districts to indicate what their student-to-nurse ratio was. Many districts, a couple of districts that indicated they were 1 to 750, when I looked at what they reported as their full-time equivalent for nursing, it was zero. So they didn't understand the question. So if it was an administrator completing that and asking to know what their ratio was, it would make sense. They may not understand that. So lesson learned is when we revise this assessment, we're definitely going to put some language about how to determine that ratio. There are also a lot of school nurses who don't understand how to compute that. So they may not really have a 1 to 750 ratio. Schools with one nurse were more likely to implement the mandatory and best practice, and schools with more than one nurse were also more likely. And we did find a statistical difference between implementing quality improvement based on the degree that the nurse had, but when we did the next analysis, it wasn't strong enough to suggest which degree, but for nurses that had a master's degree, their mean score of implementing quality improvement was higher. So it's most likely that it was the master's degree nurses that are doing more quality improvement activities in schools. So what are our next steps? As I said, it took a long time to complete this. Overwhelmingly, though, the users felt that it was a good use of their time, even though it did take them 5 hours or more, and they said that they would complete it again, and the majority of them wanted to complete it again in 2 to 3 years. So we will be making some changes. We're most likely going to divide the assessment tool into sections: mandatory, best practice, quality improvement, and evidence-based. The user then would be able to choose which section of that assessment tool they wanted to complete. And we, as we're developing resources, will be adding those resource links to the assessment tool so that when they complete it again in 2 years, they'll have some additional additional resources to access so they can improve the services to their school. Right now, we're in the process of identifying which resources we're going to develop, and that was a process of looking at the state results and the biggest gaps. We'll be developing 8 to 10 resources. We'll be implementing them throughout the state and then evaluating the success of those resources and making the revisions that we need to. And we'll also be making some changes to the assessment tool. Really quickly, my 0 minutes. The tool, I'm not going to go through these numbers, but it can be adapted to other states. We've done some work on making a template that can be used by other states and made some tweaks to the mandatory things that are happening in that particular state. And here are some of the results, application of results, developing the tools and learning and using it as a learning tool for new school nurses. And here's my contact information. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Duchateau.